Good morning. Our question today is it permitted to give and or receive gifts from a non-Jew during their holiday season? For example, December 25th, is there a problem on the day, 3 days within the day, giving gifts or receiving gifts? And that would just be an example of one non-Jewish holiday. So the Gemara discusses this issue in a somewhat backhanded way. It talks about the number of stories as they relate to giving and receiving of gifts. The Gemaras that we've seen to date talk about doing business, giving loans, receiving those, buying, selling, leasing, etc., back and forth with a non-Jew. Then we see that those actions of doing various types of business are included in the prohibition. But how about the giving of or receiving of gifts? So when it comes to giving of gifts, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, that says that Rabbi Yehuda sent a gift to an Oved Avodah Zarah named Avidrana on the day of Avidrana's holiday, on the pagan holiday itself. So how is that possible? Now, the implication of this Gemara is that it is prohibited. So accordingly, Rabbi Yehuda brings his rationale why he was lenient on this. He says, Yadana Bey, Yadana Bey, I know the Lopalach Avodah Kochavim. I know him, Avidrana, I'm familiar with. I know he's not going to go and worship his deity because I gave him this gift. Apparently it was the necessity to give the gift to show respect, friendship at that time of the year. But Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not concerned that he's actually going to go and worship his deity because of receipt of the gift. And there's another Gemara, really the next daf there, that Rava did the same. Rava sent a gift to Bar Sheshach on the day of the holiday that Bar Sheshach would celebrate. And again, Rava gives the same rationale, Yadana Bey, de lo palach lavodas kochavim. I know him, I'm familiar with Bar Sheshach, and I know he's not going to go worship his deity and thank him for receiving this gift. So that is, when it comes to giving a gift, the default is it's prohibited, but we see here that there is a heter to be lenient if we know personally that that non-Jew will not actually go and worship his deity. So this seems to be the subjective standard. Objectively is prohibited, but subjectively, if we're familiar with the individual and don't have the concern that he's going to go worship, then it would be permitted. Now, when it comes to receiving of gifts, we're going to go now towards the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Zayin Amud Beis. Then there's a very interesting story there, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasiya, this is not Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the codifier of the Mishnah, and he received on a certain day from a mean, from a heretic, on the day that that heretic kept a pagan holiday, and it was a newly minted coin that was apparently difficult to receive, and that mean sent that as a gift to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And now Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is in an internal conflict, should he receive this gift or not, because if he receives the gift, indeed that heretic may go and pay homage to his deity, thanking him that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the Nasi himself, was receiving his gift. So Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya at the time, and Reish Lakish tells him, and it's a discussion in the Gemara, exactly what the message, what the advice that Reish Lakish gave to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, but he told him, as you receive it, throw it backhandedly. In other words, make it look like it dropped by mistake into a pit in front of you. And accordingly, the mean, the heretic, has to see that, and he's not going to be happy that you received his gift because he knows that it got lost. He's not going to be upset at you that you actively threw it away. That would cause hatred. That would cause eva with the non-Jews. But if it looks like it was in a mistake, an apparent mistake, it fell into the pit, he's not going to go and thank his deity, and accordingly you can receive it. So that's going to be able to settle the issues. We shouldn't be taking the gifts from them, but if it's going to cause eva with them, hatred, we can accept it, but we're still concerned he's going to go worship his deity, so drop it by mistake, quote-unquote by mistake, into the bin in front of you, and he won't go and say thank you to his deity. So that is the etzah that Reish Lakish gave to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So the tour, and this is how the Rambam Paskins as well, says as follows, V'asur lishloach lodoron, we're not permitted to send a gift to a pagan, ulakablo mimenu, or to receive the gift from them, v'im iafshar lo shelo yikablenu mishum eva, but if it is impossible to for you to refrain from receiving a gift because it will cause hatred from the non-Jews, yikablu mimenu, you should accept it, v'lo yehenebo, but you should not have hana'a from it. Now, this is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you should drop it into a pit by mistake, so he's not going to be happy. And the Rambam and the Torah is saying, simply don't have hana'a. So the question, and this is basically what the Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam and the Torah, I don't understand this. The Gemara says, drop it into the pit, because then he's not going to go and thank his deity. If I simply receive it and don't benefit from it, I don't have hana'a from it, he's going to think I received it. He's not going to know I'm not having hana'a from it, and he's going to go and he's going to thank his deity for it. So how is it settling the issue? How is it helping at all that I am receiving it and not having hana'a from the item? So the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way. Paskins like the Gemara, like Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, take it if you have no choice, but drop it into the pit. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yoredei Siman Kufmen Ches as follows: Asur Lishloach Doron the Ovid Kochavim B'Yom Chagam. We're not permitted to send a gift on the holiday itself to the non-Jews, to the pagans, unless, and this is the heter we saw in the Gemara, the initial Gemaras, when it came to giving of gifts, Ela im kein noda she'ena moda b'avodas kachavim ve'ena ovdam, if less you know that the people, the recipients of the gifts that you're sending, you know they're not going to worship their pagan deities, and accordingly that would be permitted. V'chein ovid kochavim, same thing applies when it is receiving of gifts by the Jew. So if we had a non-Jew that sent on their holiday a gift to a Jew, don't accept it. However, if you're concerned about Eva, if you're concerned about hatred with them, you can receive it. But this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Torah and the Rambam. Mekablo, receive it, v'yizrakeno befanav labor, and throw it in front of you into the boar. By mistake, may give off the appearance it wasn't on purpose. O lemakom ha'aved kelachayad, or a place that it will get lost. Drop it into the toilet by mistake in front of him that he sees, and it should be in a backhanded way so he knows it's not intentional that you are throwing it in there. So indeed, that is how we handle the giving and receiving of this. That the default is it's included in the prohibition, yet we see that there is at least the heter of, if we know he's not going to worship or say thanks to his deity, then it would be permitted both to receive and to send gifts, even on the holiday itself. Have a wonderful day.